KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 9th day of January for 2018. In the news for this morning, Jackson City Council voted to rename the city's tennis courts in honor of former city manager Mike Daly. Meeting Monday night, the council agreed with a proposal by the Amador Tennis Club to rename the city courts at Dietert Park after Daly, who served as chief administrator of the city for 18 years. Daly, who retired from the city early in 2017 and passed away in October, was an avid tennis player, was active with the Amador Tennis Club, and served as a youth tennis coach. A sign with the new name and a commemorative plaque memorializing Daly will soon be placed at the courts. In other business, the council approved a contract with cattle grazing on the Oro de Amador property. The agreement will net the city some $3,910 for the year. And the council also voted to appoint Rob Klotz to fill a vacancy on the city's cemetery board.
Longtime Valley Springs resident Kathy Galino has been chosen to serve as Calaveras County's first full-time economic development director. Galino will begin work January 22nd, bringing more than 20 years of broad experience working in economic development for the County of Sacramento, having earned her way into senior project management. A seasoned administrator, negotiator, and business community facilitator, Galino's experience includes grant work, developing new programs and other funding opportunities, and leading working groups. Her training and certifications include media and public relations, project management and marketing strategies, and facilitation, mediation, as well as conflict resolution. She will be paid a beginning annual salary just over $113,000.
And think before you drink and drive. That's a piece of advice one Amador County driver should have followed. According to the Sutter Creek Police, Sunday evening, a Sutter Creek police officer conducted an enforcement stop on a vehicle being operated in a reckless manner. The officer determined that the driver was highly intoxicated, in fact, had a blood alcohol that was nearing 3 times the legal limit. To make the situation even more serious, the driver had his teenage child in the car with him at the time. Beyond being arrested for DUI and child endangerment, this could have turned out even more tragically than it did. Sutter Creek police remind all drivers, please think before you drink and drive. And with the recent rains, road work and road conditions make the roadways very slick here in the Gold Country, which can only compound matters.
Well, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, announced Monday it's introducing a new electric time-of-use rate plan to promote more efficient energy usage and provide customers additional rate plan options. Starting in April, approximately 150,000 residential electric customers across PG&E's service area will transition to a new rate plan unless they choose another rate plan. The new time-of-use plan offers lower-priced energy 19 hours each day, while charging higher rates between the peak hours, 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. While customers who take no action will transition into the new time-of-use plan in April, they will have the option of keeping their current plan or choosing an alternate rate plan. Customers for the first phase, randomly selected from across the service area to represent diversity in climate, household size and energy usage, and other factors. Now, PG&E will work with and learn from the group of customers to help inform and plan for the full rollout to all eligible residential customers starting either in late 2019 or 2020, pending on a CPUC decision. Pacific Gas and Electric is working with the California Public Utility Commission and other energy companies on the statewide effort.
While students and teachers of the Amador County Unified School District were on winter break this past 2 weeks, work crews were hard at work on district facilities. The projects included installation of new heating and cooling units at Pioneer, Plymouth, and Pine Grove Elementary Schools, new kindergarten playground equipment at Jackson Elementary, and demolition prep work for the new college prep state-of-the-art culinary arts facility, which will serve the Amador County Unified School District High School and adult education students at Argonaut High School. The projects were all completed during winter break to ensure no disruption in the school day and to improve the learning environments for Amador County school children.
Well, Sutter Amador Hospital helped welcome the first baby born in Amador County January 1st at 7:47 p.m. Weighing 10 pounds, 7 ounces, Delani Anya Sasueta Aguiar greeted proud parents Juan and Alanis Lopez. The Lopez family currently lives in Modesto, but mother Alanis is from Plymouth and was also born at Sutter Amador Hospital. Sutter Amador Hospital's Family Birth Center staff generously donated a large gift basket to the new family in hopes of it will help provide them with a wonderful year of first moments with their new daughter. Sutter Amador Hospital offers free childbirth education classes for expecting parents throughout the year. For more information, visit SutterAmador.org.
And again, a reminder for you, the U.S. Forest Service will be holding a recruitment session today from 2 to 4 at the El Dorado County Child Support Services Building in Shingle Springs. Now, participants should bring their resumes with them. There will be representatives from the U.S. Forest Service to talk about the organization, current job openings, opportunities, training, and application process, how to get hired. Now, the Placerville office has a number of positions open throughout El Dorado and Amador counties. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.